would Monk do? This local group plays music written and inspired by the late American pianist and composer Thelonious Monk. The next What Would Monk Do show is at the Black Dog in Lower Town St. Paul, Saturday, November 1st at 8:30. Steve Kenny is the trumpeter for the group.
There's a band based out of Buffalo that a former and current, I guess, colleague of mine, Kelly Buhager, started in Buffalo called What Would Mingus Do? When Kenny Horst and I decided to form this band, we needed a snappy name, and that's what we came up with. And it's been, it's helped us. It's attracted more attention to the group, I think.
Steve, can you put into words some of the things that makes Monk's music different?
There's something essential about Monk that cuts through that. And when you listen to his recordings and when you analyze his compositions, they're sparse and logical, and on purpose that way. I think one of his more obscure tunes that I really like that we're going to go to here is this little ditty that he created called Stuffy Turkey that, to me, sums up a lot of what Monk is all about. On the A section, there's a call and response, which is a big part of Monk's music. In the B section, on so many of his tunes, the B section is atonal and modern, more so than the A sections. And this one typifies that as well. And there's several of his major tunes that you could say that about.
Speaking with Steve Kenny, and he's a member of the group What Would Monk Do, whose performance at the Black Dog in Lower Town St. Paul is Saturday, November 1st at 8:30 p.m. Steve, this Black Dog series is going to be great. It's curated by you, and it's almost every Saturday for the rest of 2014 and every Saturday in 2015. But back to What Would Monk Do? You do compositions of Thelonious Monk and compositions inspired by Monk.
It's part of the theme of the band. It's what would Monk do if he was alive? He played original music. A true Monk tribute has to embrace this fact, and that's why we wrote this material. One of the best ways to write a piece of Monk-inspired music is to start with some of his angular chord changes that forces you as a composer into almost a Monk-like idiom.
So with Bat Monk, is it the chord progression of Well You Needn't that inspired it?
I definitely started with the chord progression.
Saturday, November 1st at 8:30 p.m., What Would Monk Do at the Black Dog in Lower Town? For information, blackdogstpaul.com. Twin Cities Weekend is supported by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.